Acts chapter 19. So then, while Apollos made it at Corinth, Paul made a travel through the upper part of that area, and then he reached Ephesus, where Paul find quite a few believers. He asks them, say,
"Uno me get the Holy Spirit when uno me believe?"
They say,
"No. We no even know what you mean by the Holy Spirit."
Paul asks them, say,
"Well, what kind of baptism uno me get in?"
They answer, say,
"The baptism where John may preach about."
Then Paul explained to them, say,
"John baptism that me for make uno show say that uno turn far uno sin ne. But remember, it tell uno say that uno fi go on far there and believe in the one where they come after him, and that one that Jesus."
When they hear this, they get baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Paul put a hand upon them and the Holy Spirit come upon them. And they start to talk in tongues, and they start to prophesy. That about 12 of them this may happen to. During the next 3 months, Paul would have got at the Jewish meeting place every day. And he never afraid to argue with the people there, and try to convince them about God's kingdom. But some of them were only stubborn, and wouldn't believe. Instead, they start to say wicked things about the way of the Lord Jesus right in front of everybody. So Paul left them alone, and decided to move out with the disciple then. Then Ghana Tyrannus lecture hall and Paul teach there every day. Paul continued with the teaching for 2 years. And because of that, all the Jews then and all the Greek people that are living in Asia may come to hear the word of the Lord. Then God started to perform some great and powerful miracle through Paul. People carry even the hanky and apron they will touch Paul and put them upon their sick and they get healed. Not only that, but the evil spirit then left them too. Well, then got some Jews were travel around to drive out evil spirit. Then try to use the name of the Lord Jesus too. Then say to the evil spirit then,
"I command you, in the name of Jesus where Paul preach, fi come out."
Now you got 7 son of a Jewish high priest near Sceva where may they do this. But when they give the command, the evil spirit tell them, say,
"I know Jesus and I know Paul, but now who you?"
And the man when me got the evil spirit jump on them and get them one beaten so bad that they run out of the house naked, battered up and they bleed. When the Jews there and the Greek people that were living in Ephesus hear this, they may frighten bad and they realize that they better honor the name of the Lord. Lot of the one who believe in Jesus and when they do obia come out in the open and confess it. Some of the one when they do obia or black magic, bring them black magic book there and burn the up in a public. When they calculate how much the book then what, it would have come up to about 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of God may powerful. I gone out everywhere and more people believe. After all of this happened, the Holy Spirit lead Paul for God at Jerusalem. And by the way, he passed through Macedonia and Achaia. Paul say,
"After I got at Jerusalem, I must go to Rome too."
Paul may got 2 helpers when near Timothy and Erastus. He sent their head on to Macedonia while he stayed back in Asia for a little while. Wrong the same time, big trouble start up in Ephesus take the way of the Lord Jesus. The trouble start with one man named Demetrius, where does make thing out of silver. He makes only silver temple where look just like the real temple, where they go worship the goddess Diana. They want to work for Demetrius, make lot of money. Well, he call them together along with the other workmen that were in the same business. And he tell them, say,
"Ala uno, listen up. Uno know say that this business bring in lot of money for we. Now uno must say and hear how not only the Ephesus, but everywhere in Asia, this man Paul him inveigle people to believe, say that God will make with human hand and no real God at all. Because of this, for we business won't get bad name. Not only that, people don't respect the temple of the great goddess Diana no more. And Diana itself, where everybody in Asia and all over the world worship, won't come to nothing. And everybody won't forget all about she."
When the crowd hear this, then get begs bad and start to holler,
"Diana, Ephesus, great!"
One crowd start together, and before you know it, riots start in the city. The crowd rush and grab Gaius and Aristarchus, where I'm a two Macedonian man, where me they travel with Paul. Then drag them down to the stadium, where they hold a public meeting. Paul himself, me won't go in there to talk to the crowd, but the believer then never alone. Even some of the officials, whether me friend, send one message for tell her not to go in there. Lot of noise and confusion with the inside. Some of the people then may holler one thing, and some of them want another thing. In fact, most of them never even know that why they made it there. The Jewish leader then pushed one man named Alexander up the front to explain where they happened. Then made a holler tell her what he said. He put up his hand for silence and opened his mouth to start explaining. But when the crowd find out that he now a Jew, all of them start to holler together, say,
Diana, Ephesus, not the greatest!
Then keep this up for 2 hours. At last, he said the clerk could have been quiet them down and so talk to them. He said,
Uno people are Ephesus. Everybody knows that the city of Ephesus, that the center for the great Diana, because I saw for she statue may fall down from heaven. Nobody can say that they're not true. So then, when you must calm down and not do nothing stupid, they a man will not bring no guilty and nothing bad. They not say nothing bad about the goddess, and they never thief nothing from the temple. If Demetrius and the other worker then got anything against them, make them carry them case to the court. That the way the court did effer. And if you got a complaint against them, then could settle them there at a regular legal citizen meeting. Because if we not got no good reason for what happened today, the Roman government could call we up for cause the riot.
After he done said this, the city clerk dismissed the meeting.